Yeshaya Perek Samach Vav, Pasuk Yud, Ilan Nishmas Avi Mori Pesel Zav and Avram Nata. We're talking about the final and great redemption. Simchu Es Yerushalayim, Begiluva Kolo Haveha. Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad with her, all you who love her. All of us who have mourned over the destruction of Yerushalayim over the centuries. The Yerushalayim Ircha V'Rachamim Tashuv, we say it every day in Shemona Esrei, and we try to really have some kavana. Even though Yerushalayim now seems like it's being built and it's so alive with people, it's practically the Nebuah from Zechariah where children and elders are there in the streets, but it's still not the fully rebuilt Yerushalayim of our dreams and of our expectations and of the Navi Yeshaya, who's talking about a Yerushalayim that is more than just a city, a modern city with people and Eged buses in it. It's Yerushalayim of the spirit and the soul as well. So those who really love her are going to rejoice beyond belief. Sisu ita masos, kol hamisablim oleha. Rejoice with her, all you who mourned over her. Yidalef laman tinneku usivatem. So that you will suckle and be filled, mishod tanchumeha, from her consoling breast. Again, a very elemental image of femininity, but also of imbibing one's mother's milk. And then, like a baby who is full and happy, once you give it a little pat on the back and rub that burp out, Laman tamotsu v'sanagtem miziz kavoda. You will drink deeply and delight from her approaching glory, from the shining of her glory. So, like a child falling comfortably and blissfully asleep, says Rav Schwab, the Yerushalayim of the future will be a similar source of comfort to the Jewish people after all the pain and suffering of the Gullus throughout the millennia. And this is something that a Navi could not mansplain. The examples of a mother, of motherhood, of gestation, of pregnancy, of labor pains, of nursing, these are elemental images of the human experience. And again, no matter how much our society tries to blur the lines, and please excuse me for standing on a soapbox, but no matter how we try to blur the lines on how one can define oneself any way one wants to, chemically, anatomically, psychologically, emotionally, personally, in every way, a person is as they are born, and there are certain forces that are far deeper than how one chooses to dress and use cosmetics. And this is a very deep example from a male Navi, but who is getting the Shekhinah, which is identified in many of the Kabbalists as being a female, a feminine energy of birth and of a universe that can perpetuate itself. The male body can't nourish from its own self the child who is born. The male body can't bring forth the child. It's necessary in so many other ways and can accomplish so many other things. But we can't take away from how HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Teva to function a certain way. So I'm sorry. End of rant. Ki kol amar Hashem. Because, says Pasuk Yud Beis, this is what Hashem says. Hineni no te'eleha ki nahar shalom uchenachal shotef. I will extend peace to you like a river. Peace like a river runs. It's a Paul Simon song, I think. He knew his Yeshaya. And like a flooding stream, uchenachal shotef, kivod goyim, the wealth of the nations, vinaktem, and you will suckle thereof. Yonek, you will nurse. Al tzad tinoseov al berkayim tisha or sha'u. On the side you will be born, will be carried. Not born as in born like a baby, but carried. Val birkayim tisha or sha'u, and on knees you will be played with on people's laps. You will be dandled like a small child, like everybody loves a baby. A little fat baby. Can't have enough of infants. Carried by the nurse in her arms, being dandled on her lap, by grandparents, by parents. It's the future of your family, of your lineage. And Klal Yisrael will have a future. And a simple future, simple and direct. The needs clearly understood. The fulfillment easy to find. Human beings, especially adults, are super complicated. And yet here we are going to find a simple and pure and satiating satisfaction, savoring to the last drop the happiness, the joy, we all want to turn back the clock a little bit and be as happy as that child who gets that first piece of candy. We want to be that kid who gets that bike that they wanted for their birthday. We want to have that kind of total joy and happiness. After long, fruitless struggling, says Rabbi Hirsch, we will recognize that peace can only be achieved through the truth of the teachings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world at large develops the cult of physical beauty, the advancement of the arts and the sciences, but al tzad tinasehu, we're going to be in modest isolation on the side, the enhancement of that which is moral and good, and even the nations of the world will receive us with open arms. What a concept. Yud gimel ki isha asher yimot tenach amenu. Like a man being consoled by his mother. And the example given by the man Loez and by others is the example of when one's father passes away. Unfortunately, I'm acquainted with this. And one's mother consoles him. The love of a mother can console him over the death of his father, despite the fact that she herself is widowed and is missing her husband deeply and desperately. But she still turns to console her child, no matter how old he is. Kein anochi anachemchem. So too I will console you. Yerushalayim tenuchamo, and in Jerusalem you will be consoled. Or with Jerusalem you will be consoled. Just as the mother has unwavering faith in her son, says the man Loez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises never to forsake the people. But at the same time, the enemies of the people are going to suffer in their turn.